Netflix users beware. The company is considering a crackdown on customers who share their passwords with friends or family members. Netflix knows many of its 200 million subscribers are piggybacking on someone else's account, and now the company is testing a new pop-up message asking some users to verify that they own the account they're trying to log into. Peter Kafka is senior correspondent at Recode and host of Recode Media. Hi, Peter.
Hi there.
So what is Netflix up to here?
Well, that's a good question. Their official line is, this is just a test. Who knows what we're going to do? But in theory, it looks like they might be reconsidering a long-time stance they've had, which is basically, we're not telling you to do this, but we're not going to complain if you share your Netflix password with a lot of other people. They're doing a test that says, you know, if, for instance, you've ever borrowed a Netflix password, you might see a pop-up on your TV saying, hey, you can only do this if you have a Netflix account with us. And if you do, let us know and we'll send you a login and you can get on yourself. It appears to be nudging you towards going from freeloader to paying Netflix subscriber.
Well, it does seem to me that it could sort of be like the end of an era, because people have been sharing passwords for as long as Netflix has been around. And, you know, just a few years ago, CEO Reed Hastings said password sharing is something that you have to learn to live with. So why crack down now?
Well, we don't know if they're cracking down. You know, the obvious conclusion you can draw is Netflix used to sort of own streaming that didn't have any competition. And now there's a lot of competition from Disney and Discovery Plus and Paramount Plus and HBO Max. And the suggestion would be, all right, we'd like people paying for us instead of paying for HBO Max or Paramount Plus. We'd like people to make a decision. I'm not sure that's the case. There's also a theory here that Netflix is just testing out account security. You know, Netflix doesn't give free trials anymore. They used to do that. They've moved away from that. And so if you want to tease this all the way out, they may be saying, look, you know what Netflix is. You like it. It's time for you to start paying. It would also suggest, if that theory holds up, that Netflix is thinking, look, we've got 200 million subscribers worldwide, about 70 million in the U.S. How many more are we going to acquire without getting the freeloaders to start paying? But again, we're doing some speculation here.
Sure. And do you have any idea, like, how common it is for people to share passwords? I mean, I personally know it happens a lot.
I've shared my password for HBO with my entire family at various points. And I think they've all ended up paying for their own at one point. I think that was the theory for a long time for a lot of these streamers was, look, we'd rather have you paying, but you're also sort of giving us free marketing. There's a consulting firm, Magid & Associates, that estimates that maybe 30% of Netflix users are sharing, I guess is the polite euphemism, passwords. Anecdotally, it's a lot of people, because there really hasn't been any reason not to. You did hear during the pandemic, people who'd been used to sharing their passwords. And, you know, in theory, Netflix lets you stream multiple accounts at the same time. During the pandemic, when everyone was at home streaming Netflix, you've heard that people were running into that limit already. So this is something that could have been stirred up by the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah, business has been pretty good, I think, for Netflix. It gained an extra 37 million customers during the pandemic because of all those people staying at home watching the TV. Peter Kafka, senior correspondent at Recode and host of Recode Media. Thank you.
Thank you.